Hey guys, so you're probably noticing that this week's episode is not a new one, but rather a blast from the past. The reason behind that is because when we were recording this week's episode, we ran into some pretty severe technical difficulties. And after some talks and some deliberation, we just decided that we couldn't in good faith put out the episode as it was. We here at PressX pride ourselves on putting out the best content that we possibly can, and so instead of just putting out something subpar or severely damaged, I guess, for the sake of just putting out content, we instead decided to do this blast from the past, or PressX to rewind, if you will. What you're going to be hearing is a really, really dope For the Culture episode that has a friend of the show, Maxine. And for those of you that didn't get to hear it the first time around, I think it's a really great discussion and it's worth running back if you have heard it. But yeah, we will be back to our regularly scheduled programming, Lord willing, next week, barring any technical difficulties. So enjoy PressX to Rewind this week. Oh, and before I go, I just wanted on behalf of PressX to send our thoughts and our love and support to our brothers and sisters in Palestine right now who are dealing with this tyrannical attack from the Zionists in Israel. We see you, and we just want you to know that you are loved and that we just are pushing for you. This is wrong, and we just hope that you're able to continue to fight the good fight until the day is won. Save Sheikh Jarrah.
What's up, everyone?
Yo.
This is PressX to Start For the Culture, episode 9. I'm looking at the camera.
No,
I'm looking at you, Cast. We are here to bring all of you the latest in news, reviews, game impressions, and topics dealing with our culture. I made that part up, guys. Today on the cast, I am DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Veteran. Okay, you know what? Saying that, it's kind of weird, especially with the topic that we're about to talk about.
No. You go ahead and do your hashtag me too, Mr. Sexy.
Sexy bad choices, guys. A.K.A. A.K.A. the incredibly
don't sound so
awkward,
excited.
So awkward. You know what? I'm just going to jump. Did you know that they are actually creating an Old Bay hot sauce?
Oh, yeah.
I did know that.
Yeah.
This is a regional thing, though.
This is a very Maryland thing.
Yeah.
So, for all of those out there in...
They got Amazon. They could do it.
No, start out with regular Old Bay.
Yes.
Do it.
Don't just...
Do it.
Don't just skip.
No, skip. Go to the hot sauce.
You don't even know the hot sauce is good yet. Anywho, I am Sean MF Ross.
What's the MF stand for?
Mr. Fox.
Mr. Fox.
Yes.
Okay. That was a movie, right?
The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
There we go. Yep. There we go.
That was a movie.
Did you know that, Sean?
No.
Did you know?
What sound does the fox make? All right, whatever. Hello there.
Hi, I'm Max.
Yes.
I play games.
You do.
And I am a woman, so that's why I'm here.
She is a chief authority on women.
Some would say she is all the women.
I'm every woman. It's all in me.
All in me. I don't know the words.
All right. So as we flirted before, the topic that we're going to talk about is a article that came from Kotaku, written by Heather Alexandria. The name of the article is "We Keep Having the Same Video Game Arguments and It's Driving Me Bonkers." And this whole thing is about, of course, women in gaming.
And representation, ultimately.
Yes. And
not to all lives matter this, but
Yeah, okay, that works too. But so the whole thing about this article is we've run up against the same thing of it's either not appropriate or costs too much money to put women in video games. And we all know that that's bullshit.
Or it's not historically accurate.
Right, right. The lore says that women can't be... Yeah. Anyways, so what I'm going to do is just give a blurb about the article, and then we're just going to go right into it. So this comes from the article. In a 2016 interview, Escape from Tarvok, a.k.a. Tarkov. I'm going to fuck the name up.
Designer Pavel Dyatlov.
I appreciate you, Sean.
Go ahead.
Doing that because I was going to skip that. Said women weren't in the game because they can't handle the amount of stress, which is... weird to say. After renewed
those
scrutiny,
pixels can't take it, man. Those pixels can't take it.
After renewed scrutiny of the comments last week, studio Battlestate Games took to Twitter to distance themselves from Sean
Dyatlov.
Appreciate it. Statements. They noted that game lore and the extra production needed to implement women were what actually prevented them from doing so.
Which is also bullshit.
Yes. There's a lot of bullshit in this article. Media outlets lined up to express skepticism. The Verge called the excuse terrible. Forbes pointed out statistics regarding enlisted female troops, which is very true.
Okay, so Escape from Tarkov is a...
military shooter.
Yeah, which is... I don't want to call it a battle royale, but it's kind of like a survival game.
Yeah, it's a battle royale with... it's a mixture of CPU and actual real people.
Well, you're scavenging and...
Yeah.
Have you seen any of it?
Mm-mm. It's like, think of PUBG, but...
More intense.
Yeah, slightly. More intense. Yeah, like, you don't get, like, hit markers. I don't think there's a radar. So it's, like,
it's more survival-based.
Yeah.
But this is the latest and greatest hot thing that everybody's kind of trying to play.
Yeah. So, back to the article. In a 2014 interview, Assassin's Creed Unity creative director Alex Amancio,
yeah,
nailed it, said women weren't in the game's co-op mode because it would be double the animations, it's double the voices, all the stuff, and double the visual assets. All that stuff and double the visual assets. It would be expensive and time-consuming. Media outlets lined up to express skepticism. An op-ed in PC Gamer lamented the miserable sense that women were optional. Times called the situation particularly disappointing. Even professionals at Ubisoft weren't convinced. Former Assassin's Creed 3 animator, director Jonathan Cooper, suggested that the scale of the work wasn't quite as large as claimed.
Okay, so for Escape from Tarkov, I can kind of get that. He's a smaller developer. He might not have the resources, although his reason was bullshit. Ubisoft didn't have the money.
So true. But okay, so here's the thing with Tarkov thing, right? Because it's a first person shooter, mm-hmm. all this is just building the model. Like, there's no voices, there's no real like animation.
I mean, in this case, if you, and this is my point for all of this, if you start designing the game with both genders in mind, then it's not extra work to go back and change it.
Exactly.
You've built it in, add a few more characters with slightly longer hair and softer features, and you've got your female character
they
for a game like that.
They have men with long hair. I mean,
Or just put a helmet on the person.
Well, yeah. And then the random name generator just throwing a couple women's names in there. Like, it seems like people are after the fact like, oh yeah, women, oops, oh shit, now we gotta go change things.
Right.
And this is what they talk about when they say diversity behind the scenes is important, because mm-hmm. if there was a woman on the team or a man who thought about these things on the team, someone would be like, hey, let's throw in a few women sprites.
Yeah.
And it's no big deal. I've heard that same excuse for black characters.
Yep.
And I think you guys talked about this on the podcast before, where it's like, curly hair is too hard to make, so we're just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or
just make him a skinhead.
Or like,
give him a Caesar.
Dark skin is hard to shade, so.
Yeah. Or we can't use dark skin because dark skin is what we apply to the bad guys in the game.
And it's like,
Yeah.
So like, I think it's a issue from the beginning, like if women aren't in your conception of mm-hmm. not just the game, but in everyday reality and everyday life, yeah. you're not going to think to add them.
Right. Or it's like how you game. View them to right. the point where it's like, I'm making this thing. I don't really need your whole demographic to be in this game.
Well, I and think it's like what? Like, it's just like when people talk about movies set in New York and there's like yeah. no people that aren't white, you mm-hmm. know, it's
Friends.
Like,
it's Friends is a very good example
it's
of
like,
this.
Like, does your reality include women that aren't cooking and cleaning and sex? If it doesn't, right. then maybe your game doesn't include that.
Right.
You know yeah. what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. Before the cast started, we talked about like how I got started playing video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad got me a PlayStation when it first came out.
He's a winner.
And I got the first Tomb Raider game and I played it and loved it. And later I was like, this game is mad violent. Why did you buy me this? And my dad said he asked the store clerk, what's a game a girl would like?
Nice.
And the guy was like, try this one. There's a girl on the cover. My dad was like, okay.
And well, that's how people used to pick stuff. I yeah, mean, how interesting the cover looked. And yeah. I mean, yeah, it's violent, but I mean, it's a, as a man, I have a subpar view there on this. Go. But I would think it's a woman who's a main character and she's the hero. She's the powerhouse.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing with the game at all. It's just yeah. that was the only game the person at the store could think of because that was the only game that had a woman on
the
it.
Cover.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I mean, you lucked out because that was actually a decent game. It could
right,
have been
right,
a
right.
regret to My Little Pony type crush.
You're right. Yeah, so like, actually, you know what? So there's one more paragraph from the article. So on its face, the conversation isn't about whether women should be represented. That's a no-brainer. The answer is yes. But instead of tackling the question of whether games should be diverse, and acting accordingly, people keep finding ways to reframe it in a question of whether they can be, minimizing their own culpability. And so gaming culture circles a drain and repeats the same discussions over and over.
So now it's our turn.
Yes.
Well, one of our questions ultimately was, is this an acceptable reason for not including women in games?
Yes.
It being too hard.
Right. The answer is no.
That's trash.
It's like, not an acceptable reason.
I can understand if like you're just starting out as a developer and you just want to get your code working.
Yeah.
But if you're a seasoned game developer, that's not a good answer.
There's no reason. Like there, I'm trying to think in my head like, okay, well, let me play devil's advocate. How could this work in a way that, yeah, in this world that I have developed, there's only men. There's a lot of men, and it's only men. Do they reproduce asexually?
Like, sure.
Why is there no... How? Yeah?
I mean, what? I'm trying to think if there's a game out there with only women.
Dead or Alive Fighting Volleyball Extreme?
Nah, Zach's in that.
Oh, well, I mean, I'd never played it. I just only seen clips.
Sure, Jan.
Then they never showed clips of him.
Well, you need to diversify your gaming library, Sean.
And go play a game with only women in it.
Yeah, like, I don't think there is a game with just women in it, mainly because,
I guess,
what, 80%?
Metroid. No, but I guess she's fighting people that aren't, I don't know.
I mean,
no,
those are aliens.
Yeah.
You know
so
what?
That might be it, actually.
There was a game, a fighting game called Skullgirls.
Yeah, you're right. I had
but
that game
then
too.
They added men into it, so they poisoned the pool. Yeah,
so, and also, were the women scantily clad? Like, was it a...
Only, like, one or two of them,
okay.
actually.
All right.
Like, it was actually wide... Have you played that game?
I did.
Yeah, it had a pretty wide variety.
Of women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, as far as design choices.
Yeah. I think most of them had, like, C-plus cup size. Yeah.
Anyways, I mean, you're not going to hit them all.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess my point with that is that there's a million games with just yeah. men.
Yes.
You know? And when you were talking about, like, at the beginning, does it make sense for my world to have just men? Like, it's like no one ever thinks, well, maybe the default character could be a woman. Right. How does this affect the story?
Right.
And not every single game is a storytelling game. I think Metroid is a good example. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been anybody. And for some reason, these developers were like, okay, it's going to be a woman in this one.
Yeah.
And it didn't affect the gameplay or anything like that. Right. It was just a game. Now, you could argue that it was kind of pointless representation because you don't find out to the end or whatever. But it's still something, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. I would almost say that it's really, really strong representation because you play this game assuming that, oh, this character that you're playing as is obviously a man because he's doing manly things like shooting. But then you get to the end of the game, you're like, oh no, this is a woman that was doing this whole thing. And then it's just like, it changes that really basic perception of roles
mm-hmm.
when you see that, oh no, it's actually a woman that you're playing this entire time. You know,
see, they need a good PR person to come up with their reasons as to why they're not including women in the game.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because you could have easily said, like, well, I don't want to depict women being brutally, you know,
murdered.
Yeah, murdered and maimed in my video game. So yeah. I chose not to include them in there. Would you have sure. accepted an answer like that?
But I think the true answer is we didn't think of it or we didn't care.
I'm saying, would you have accepted an answer like that, though? Like, I'd rather not, you know.
If that's your reasoning, sure, but that's not the reasoning for every single game. There's just so many games.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, well, we heard on Press X to start that if you don't want to maim women, that's an acceptable reason. So we're just going to tack right. that.
Well, they better reason. Fucking pay me for my idea.
We're going to tack that reason onto every game.
We appreciate the shout out, but not in this context.
Because I feel like a lot of these excuses are also used for not including black characters. The exact yeah. same reasons.
Yeah.
And it's just as bullshit. So. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to pervert violence against black people, so we're not going to.
Yo, mean, every video game is violent.
But
well, not every.
But it's funny Stardew though Valley. Because in the games where they have included women, like after the fact, then there was an uproar. Like I just said, I don't know if you remember this when they first started including women operators in Call of Duty and I think Battlefield. At first, they were like, "Why aren't you including any women in the game?"
Mm-hmm.
And then they did, and then. You remember, you can slice people's throats and stuff yeah. like that, and like all types of brutal executions.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh my God, how could you be doing this
right.
to women?
Right. It just sense of this, like, this like false dichotomy, though, because like kind of like the person in the article was saying, is like, are we really saying the only choices are not include them or include them in like, you know, brutal ways or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we figured it out for every other game, and we can figure it out for
women,
too.
That's a very good point. Yeah, yeah. It is definitely a situation of, all right, so we are okay with a man being brutally executed, but then when it's a woman, it's an issue. And it's like, well, why are these executions so brutal? Like, let's
you
step
can,
back.
You can come there, and that's just more of a commentary on violence in our society in general.
Yeah.
But I think when it's not just the one game, like, if there are a whole bunch of games, and the same thing with minorities, people of color also, when like there's 200 games out there and there are 3 games with women and they're getting brutally murdered in 2 of them,
yeah.
then it's like, ugh.
It's a bigger deal.
Right. It's a bigger deal. But if it's more evenly distributed, then you're like, well, this is no big deal. If I'd want to play a game with a woman and I don't want to see a woman murdered, I can just go play this other game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just thinking about the games I've played, and like, I won't say that a woman not being an option will make me not play a game.
Okay.
But I've definitely appreciated and used the option to play as a woman if it was available.
Yeah.
So one game that did this pretty well was Fallout 4. When you start, you can pick the gender of your person and you could set up your person. You rarely see them because it's like a first person game.
Yeah.
But you set yourself up, and no spoilers, beginning of the game, you have a spouse and a kid, and they like automatically generate your spouse based on you or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe you set up your spouse. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But if you play it as a woman, then it's a woman's voice. If you play as a guy, it's a guy's voice.
Nice.
And all the interactions throughout, they say he or her or whatever. So like a lot of games don't do that. Or they call you by your name so that they don't have to worry about the dialogue. And I was like, okay, they like gave a shit enough to give you 2 options. There are other games, like I'm also playing Outer Worlds, and you do set up your character at the beginning, but for the most part, the gender doesn't really matter.
Like, oh, really?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, they're always referring to you by third person or first person or whatever. So
they just ultimately need to find a way to write a story where the gender doesn't matter ultimately.
Or it matters and it's a woman and it's okay. Like, yeah. Horizon Zero Dawn, your main character is a woman. It's clear she's a woman.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes out in plot where she's like underestimated or whatever.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, you just play the game. And just like you might play as a dude and the dude is like really strong or really wimpy and that affects the gameplay. It's just another storytelling element. And it's like storytelling elements that involve women are just as valid as ones that involve men. It's just that
it should be, at least.
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
I just think that if it's an all-male developing team, then they're not even thinking about those storytelling elements.
You tell the stories that are closest to you or what you see every day.
Right.
So.
Right. But I think a couple years ago, women gamers overtook male gamers.
Yes.
As far as what?
In terms of amount of gaming gamers. So
yes.
I think the demographic is like,
I need to see these numbers.
I think it's
not by a lot.
Like, the age range is like 30-ish, and it's like 50% of gamers in that age range are women. But the catch is that they combine mobile in that. So
that's, and that's where it gets kind of weird. Annoying that,
yeah.
Oh, that's a catch.
Because
everybody plays mobile games, even though offcast I was shading mobile games, but
in our previous episode.
But they're still games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason why there's more people playing mobile games is because a lot of them are gender neutral, like they're puzzle games or games where gender is an issue. Like, I'll give another Tomb Raider example. So the new one where Lara Croft is like a young girl and it's like
the reboot,
Rise of the Tomb Raider. And I was like, oh, I have all these positive memories of playing Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3 when I was younger. I can't wait to play this. I was playing it. And when she dies, like when she gets killed. It's really
gruesome.
It's not even gruesome. Off-putting. She has this like awkward like tennis hit slash ecstasy dying sound. And it's like she's 16 or whatever in the game. And it's just like real awk. And I just ended up stopping playing.
It might be like that.
Because I'm like,
before?
I don't want to hear her her like orgasm scream every single time she dies.
Yeah.
And it's really.
That just sounds like an incentive to get better at the game. get good, noob.
I suppose. But for me, it was like yeah, all right. Shit, I don't want to deal with this.
Right.
You know? And then. That's like a additional barrier that a woman player playing a game is going to have to deal with than a male player might not have to deal with.
Right, right.
And I mean, like, if there was a game where like a dude got like kicked in the balls
repeatedly
every time he died or whatever, you're like, ugh, I don't want to see that every time I play. Like,
I mean, some people enjoy that type of
thing. Well, that's kind of my point for the Tomb Raider thing. Some developer got off on that and included it in the game.
Or they may have not necessarily heard it in that manner.
Wait, can we go back to the guy getting kicked in the balls? He gets shot in the back, and then as he's died, someone runs up, kicks him in the balls.
wait, don't die yet.
Right.
What if you could escape death by running away from the balls being kicked? But the industry still is young, ultimately.
It is. And I think within the last several years, we as an industry has been doing the work to change.
We're going through growing pains.
Yeah. And like, I definitely get what you're saying, Max. Like, Tomb Raider, I didn't get Tomb Raider because I didn't. Well, when it came to PlayStation, I didn't pick it up because I. Because
they had a woman on the cover, didn't they? You racist.
Sexist.
No, I know.
But like, I didn't like the death scenes. Like, I thought it was
gratuitous.
Yeah, like torture porn in a way. And it was just like, I don't like, yeah, okay, I messed up, I die, I drown, fine. I don't need the extended sound effects and like the extended animations of me actually drowning. I don't need that. Like, I wasn't cool with that. And then also, like, the rapey scene, too, in that game. Like, I was like, I don't.
And, like, it, I mean, this comes up in film, too. It's, like, really frustrating that when there's a woman in the game, rape is made as a part of her story. Like, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
But when playing it, I know there was a controversy about it. When playing it, it didn't seem quite as controversial.
Okay.
It seemed realistic for the situation that she was in.
Okay.
But when the creator was like, this is there to make her stronger and to add more force to her plot, it was just like, ooh, I don't know. Is that the only way you can think of to make a woman character stronger?
Everybody has a story and a perspective. So, I mean, if that's how you thought of it.
Right. But when it's the one game with the one woman and it's a story about her, it's just tired.
Yeah.
It's just tired.
Like, yeah. Like, it's okay for him to have to make this be a thing, but at the same time, when that's the only thing, it's like, oh, well, that represents everybody now.
Exactly.
And it's just like, no, it does.
Exactly.
Or it shouldn't, at least.
It's like Final Fantasy games that would have the one black player, and they would, like, dance or be silly or be stupid, and it's like, ugh. Like, I'm glad there's a black character, sort of, but if you're gonna, like, not even try, you might as I couldn't deal with just Cloud, thanks. Like,
yeah, exactly,
it's okay.
Right.
But that's, I mean, everybody has different views on that, and like I said, it hasn't stopped me from gaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I mean, I guess it did stop me, because I stopped playing that Tomb Raider game because of that.
It's part of being a minority. You're like,
yeah, it's,
this is bad, but I'm going to continue playing.
Because I have no other option.
No, exactly, right, yeah.
But like you said, it's changing.
It's going to take us a while, because
the developers are still mostly in. There's that.
When I say that, I'm referring to, like, the movie industry and, like, books and stuff. Like, how mature is, well, I mean, shit, we've been reading books since the beginning of time. Movies.
You've been reading books since the beginning of time.
Movies have been out, or moving pictures, the talkies, you know, have been out. No, that's what they used to call them.
The talkies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. When they first had speaking in films, they called them talkies.
Sean, did you know?
So, I mean, like, how old is the film industry and how old is the video game industry?
That's
going to take us a while. We're just seeing natural inclusion in movies to where we're not the stereotypical.
Right. Yeah, I hear that.
That's a good point.
But it had to be created. It didn't just, like, happen by osmosis. People had to say, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Let's change it.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise it would just be the same. And also, things can go backwards. We had a whole bunch of movies in the 90s with black characters of color, and then I guess I don't know if people got complacent or what. I think what it is was those movies were cheaper to make, smaller studios used those to build up their funds, and once they had enough money to make more expensive movies, they did so and left everybody else behind.
We just don't have our Spike Lee's and Ava DuVernay's of video games yet. That's also, I mean,
well, maybe we will once with the black entrepreneurs, so with Xbox.
Yeah,
so I mean, it's just gonna take time.
Gotta
it
get
is.
Xbox now, I guess.
It is. It's not going to happen instantly, but it has to happen purposefully.
Yes.
And until there are more people within the industry to push it along, people who are in the industry need to be allies and push it along from where they're at.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think to give some people credit, people might be scared of including characters and doing it wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, the doing it wrong part is, I would also agree, like, that's probably one of the big, like, hesitance about taking that next step.
Or sometimes, oddly enough, people will boycott the shit. I don't know if you remember the controversy with was it Battlefield 1 or 5?
Oh, with the women in the...
I remember people were saying they didn't want to even buy the game because she was on the cover.
Yeah.
Because women weren't in World War 1 or some shit.
People were saying that women weren't in World War 1.
Right. And, I mean, there was a joke on that show, Psych, when it was like, oh, this movie was set in the 1800s. Why is there a black person in it? And dude was like, were black people invented in the 1900s? Like people existed, even if they weren't prominent in our history books or whatever. But I don't know. It's interesting. I'm trying to think of, like, so we talked about it being an issue. We talked about what the responsibility of the developer is.
Yeah.
Like, is there a responsibility to the consumer? Like, do you call or email your favorite gaming company? It's like, hey, I would love it if there was a female character in this. Or if there is one, hey, thank you for including that.
Right.
Like, or I like my games the way they are. If women want characters in their games, then they can talk about it.
Make
I don't
their
know.
Own games kind of bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that kind of goes along with, like, what is the responsibility? Mm-hmm. Like, you being a game developer, like, what does that mean? Like, what are you what are you responsible for in the products that you create? Like, mm-hmm. I think it goes like the back and forth argument is like, well, this is art. This is my art. This is what I want this game to be perceived as. So yeah. This is what I'm going
to
do.
Why do other people get to have input on your vision?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. my counter to that is in a proper game studio, it's not just your art because you are part of a team. So it is your company's vision for whatever game that you produce. And in that company, hopefully there is more than one or two women and one or two people of color. So you would also want to, you know, bring them along the ride too. So everyone can feel like they have a part of this thing that they're helping to create.
You know, we always cycle back to my original point, I think from the first to second Culture Cast.
What was that?
Are black people and women, or people of color and women, actually applying to these studios? And just because they are black and or women, does that mean they have a good, are they going to have good input ultimately? Just because you're black doesn't mean whatever you put out is going to be good.
So,
or woman.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's just like not every white or male person has good input as well.
Right.
So the best way to get the best input is to have as many people as possible that are good input. And it's just that I think there's a lot of, I mean, you guys talked about this before, like if you've never seen a black game developer, you might not think that's even a job that's like available to you as a kid. And then you don't pursue it because you don't know it's a thing. Mm-hmm. And then it just perpetuates the cycle. All it takes is one prominent person in the industry to be like, hey, I code. This is my path. This is how I got here. You can get here too.
Yep.
And then it inspires others. But it's just like,
you mean there's more than rapping and basketball
and football?
But it's like the classic diversity dilemma. Like if one population is majority and the top 15% of people are qualified for a job, same thing with the minority, the top 15 people might be qualified for the job, but because they're a smaller percentage of the population, it's going to be lower amounts of people, and you have two slots available.
Yeah.
So there's still 15 white people available to the two black people available or whatever, and you can just hire two white people.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean there's no black people qualified. It's just that you had two slots. There's 100 or whatever white people available and 15 black people available, and you might not have found those 15 black people, since people tend to hire people that they know or have been referred to by people that they know.
Right.
And we're a really insular society. Most people just know people within their own race.
Yeah, that's usual. Like I will say that working when I did this was years ago, so I'm not like throwing anyone under the bus, but like working at
A company.
I did notice this, and it was just like, oh, so you two are friends. Oh, interesting. And it's like, you kind of see that, and it's just like, not many things are actually fair in a way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
and the perception is, oh, all of the folks in the studios now have been hired on a perfect merit-based system, mm-hmm. and if we let other people in not merit-based, then it's not fair, when just like any job, people mm-hmm. were hired based on, you know, who they know and things like that.
Right.
The other thing is with women in companies, I think there was this big thing with Riot Games where they were treating the women in the company not great.
Yeah.
And so not only do you have to get in, you have to be not treated like shit.
Yeah.
And want to stay.
I'm really curious what a work day was like there. Like, just to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, right.
Y'all have to pay out millions of dollars.
Like.
Yeah.
What the fuck was going on in that?
And it's not easy to win those types of cases these days.
Yeah.
Like you have to have
it's uphill battle.
Solid evidence.
Which means it was
really bad.
Yes.
So it's like, ugh.
And the thing is like, yeah, like just to go along with what you're saying, like because you are dealing with X, Y, and Z, even if you get your foot into the studio, like you might not even want to put forth your ideas because you might be afraid of people bullying you, or you might be afraid of, you know, your higher ups being like, No, it's a stupid idea. Like, we're not doing it. We don't have the money to do that.
Or you might be wanting to save your idea for yourself if you're trying to do a project on the side, but it just never gets off the ground.
That's true.
That's also true,
too. Or you suggest the idea, it gets shot down, and then your colleague introduces it later, and it gets accepted.
Son of a bitch.
Those types of things happen.
You know what? That does happen. That happened at my job.
Yeah. Really?
When I was working at the MBA.
Yeah.
Somebody else could put forth an idea, and it'd be like, well, you say it, because I know if you say it, you know...
Really?
They'll accept it more. So, I mean, it does happen. Right. I do get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, though, if you foster an environment where people do feel like they can share their ideas and mm-hmm. get credited for it, you can be saved from a lot of mishaps.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's in the gaming company's interest to include as many perspectives as possible, yeah, especially definitely. Nowadays, where if you do something not woke, you'll get a little bit of media controversy. But I found that nobody really gets canceled in the video game industry. Like, people will be upset. But, like, I remember Horizon Zero Dawn had a bit of controversy because they're like, you're appropriating native...
her hairstyle.
Native hairstyles. You're calling people Braves and stuff, but there's no Native Americans in this game and stuff. But that was just when it was previewed. And then when the game came out, they're like, oh, it makes sense for the plot. Yeah, okay, we get it. And then the controversy went
away.
They
weren't appropriating. They just, that's all they had, apparently.
Yeah. But Horizon Zero Dawn is a game that has a female character. Mm-hmm. People love the game. Mm-hmm. People are thinking it might be the PS5 flagship game or whatever, Horizon Zero Dawn 2. Yeah. So why do you think that game had more acceptance from everyone versus other games? Was it a marketing thing? Was it just the new mechanics
solid
in the game?
Gameplay.
I think it was a culmination of everything that we're saying. It was a really good game. The story was really great. It was created by a good studio, and it hit at like a really big time where women's rights was in the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. So like, it pretty much was the like bomb that was thrown out there, and we're just like, yes, that thing. Yes, that's great.
That's
what
we want. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's hard to know for sure, but like, I'm pretty sure with Horizon being put out there and succeeding the way it did, it probably inspired a lot of developers, a lot of women developers at least, to be like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I want to try something like this. Or like, I want to be a voice actor. Mm-hmm. Or like, I want to get in 3D modeling.
Yeah. You know? And I think there are a lot of people already in that, but they're just not prominent yet for a lot of the reasons we already talked about.
Another example of this is, I forget her name, but it's the actress that, well, now an actress that voiced Senua from Senua's Sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
or Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice. Yeah, she was a developer. She was doing something else. And they were like, hey, can you just do the lines for us and we'll have you as like a placeholder? And she was like, yeah, okay, sure. She did it. And they were like, actually, we're going to use
good.
You. Right? And it's like, boom, she's now a legitimate voice actor. And mm-hmm. it's just like, that's opportunities. Right there, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I think just to go back to this article and put a nice little bow on it, I think we can all agree that this is bullshit.
Not the article, but what the article is citing.
Yes, yes. What the article is citing.
The reasons for not including the fairer gender.
Yes.
In video games.
Yes. And I think that this is something that, as Sean said, like, this is our growing pains. It will take time. But I mean, as long as we don't have to worry about survival from a nuclear war, then this will get better.
All right. And I just want to emphasize that it just doesn't get better automatically. People have to purposefully
say something.
Yeah.
Say something, do something, act to make it better.
100% agree.
I'm sure they had these conversations with movies.
1,000%.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it eventually got there, and I think we'll get there eventually. Well, this has been our episode of Press X to Start for the Culture. We hope that you enjoy this episode as much as we enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app, because every little bit helps. Until next time.
Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.